Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff and Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
BS Tonight. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
My job is all about being a leader in the field, in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage, and then just getting the ball to my playmakers because I got a lot of great teammates with a lot of talent. I just need to get them the ball and allow them to trust me to do my job.
That is the voice of Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He addressed the media today at Halas Hall, and he'll get the chance to lead his team to a win Monday night when the Bears host the Minnesota Vikings. Elsewhere in the NFL, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr will miss at least 2 weeks with a fracture in his back, and the Titans signed 33-year-old free agent quarterback Brandon Whedon. Baseball now, Cubs starter Jake Arrieta was originally scheduled to pitch in a simulated game tomorrow at Wrigley. Instead, he will just throw a bullpen session. Arrieta already been ruled out for games 1 and 2 of the NLDS as he recovers from a hamstring injury. Game 1 of that series between the Cubs and Nationals is Friday, and we'll have it here at The Score. 5:30 is when the pregame gets started. Tonight in Major League Baseball, the playoffs begin in the Bronx as the Yankees host Minnesota in the AL wildcard game. And finally, in basketball, the Bulls open up their preseason schedule tonight when they visit the New Orleans Pelicans. Forgot what year it was. Listen to 670 The Score for all your baseball playoff coverage, including our weekly front office show with Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, brought to you in part by CDW. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Integrity Windows and Doors from Marvin, built to perform.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Mike Glennon, what, got 14, 18? Come on. He got four games in?
That's an all-timer.
You're good money.
That's an all-time acquisition.
Leaving ransom notes.
That's an all-timer there. And go, if you read Ryan Pace's excited comments, it lifts all boats.
I do want to talk to you about what this does for him.
Pace?
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
If anything.
Right. It won't matter if Trubisky's good.
Right. None
of it'll matter.
And that's why you do it now.
Yes.
That's why you do it now, because
it's like releasing bad news on a Friday, right?
If Mitchell lights the world on fire, no one will remember the, what do you think of Ryan Pace show?
You turned Mike Glennon into a trivia answer at that point.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I'm Casper.
It'll never quite be like the first one last year, and that's why that will always have a special place in Cubs fans' hearts for the rest of their lives. But I also think that internally in this clubhouse, there's a little chip on the shoulder in that they've been overlooked because of what happened in the first half, and because the expectation was, of course, they're going to win the division. They've already accomplished is pretty impressive in my book, and I would hope that most Cub fans would look at it that way. Having said that, if they don't compete against the Nationals, it'll be a huge disappointment. I don't expect that to happen. I think it'll be a great series, and I would not count this team out.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff show, a little bit of breaking NBA news here for you. This is Howard Beck at Bleacher Report, who is tweeting this as he is finding out. Changes to the NBA's All-Star Game. And I don't know if we heard some of this being discussed. All-Star Game starters are still going to be selected by a vote of fans, media, players. Reserves will be picked by coaches. Then captains will be named. The highest vote-getter by fans in each conference will be captain.
And you pick up.
And then the captains will draft their teams. There's no more East versus West.
That's cool.
No more East-West. Team captains, those top two vote-getters, will choose their own rosters from the pool of players. Also, the teams, each team will decide on a charity for which it's playing. To increase the stakes and incentive to win, each team will pick a charity to play for. These changes were sparked by conversations between the union head, Chris Paul, and Commissioner Adam Silver.
There it is. All right. So there's the news that will divert you from the fact that Adam Silver told all the NBA players that they have to stand for the national anthem. Progressive my ass.
Saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
And then
that's all that is.
And J.R. Smith's like,
hey, look at this shiny object over here, guys. We're going to make the All-Star game better for you. And by the way, please, our major sponsors would like it if you didn't kneel.
I think the NBA is past the point of no return when it comes to their social consciousness.
Yeah. You can't be down with every cause and then all of a sudden
lean into it. I think the NBA is best served leaning into this one, and you've got your $5 billion television deal. I think you're going to be just fine.
This one was 630. Yeah. NHL did that a few years ago. No one noticed. Nobody noticed as far as the captains and choosing sides.
Do they play for charity also?
No, but he's trying to say that, picking up teams is not a an original idea. But that's how pickup basketball is.
Right.
You know, you get your, I am a fan, by the way, and I don't care whose gym does it differently, but I am a fan of, if you get first pick, I should get next too. Simple as that. Because
that's how we used to do it.
Well,
you could choose either the first pick or second two.
Yeah. Well, I play at a gym where apparently it's too hard a concept for people to get their head around. I'm like, no, guys, the numbers will match up. Trust me.
We'll be okay.
Right. Everything will be fine. The first guy, the best guy on the floor, he gets taken. And then the next guy gets two guys. That way the team's.
But then what?
Right? No, dude. some of the faces that I get. And I'm just like, you know what? Fine. Just honor each other's fouls and let's go home after this.
Did you start again?
Yeah, dude. That's the way all pickup games should be. But that's not why you call. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. Yesterday was a very newsy day because of Mitchell Trubisky, and we're still going to talk about him and the Bears and some of the things that I liked from last night, seeing a couple of quarterbacks go at it that I'm not particularly big fan of, but you know.
I thought you were going to fully come around on Alex Smith. That's where I thought in transition.
Yeah,
I thought
this game's not going to do that. He still is who he is.
I thought it was going to be the day where you say, yeah, I see what he's doing.
He's an above average quarterback. I mess around and get hyperbolic with the bum thing every once in a while. That's because that's how we talk. Mm-hmm. That's how me and my friends talk when we don't like a guy. So, but Alex Smith is a decent quarterback. He plays well at times. I just would never go into a game saying, you know what? I'm betting my money on Alex Smith if the other quarterback is better. Now, are there a bunch of quarterbacks that are better than Alex Smith? I mean, there's enough. He's middle of the pack for me. He's a guy that, you know, you can win 9-10 games with and get your heart broken in a championship.
All right, this is the question I have then. And this is the football question over the weekend, and we saw a little bit of this when the Dallas Cowboys did what they did, and all these phony baloney unity expressions, and no one saying for what or against what teams are actually right. Unified. The Bulls are going to lock arms apparently tonight in some nebulous show of unity for something.
But, that's the problem.
But you got to say, you're unified for what or against what or both.
See, now
say it, own it,
what is
say
becoming,
it.
And it's getting super lame to me is. It's getting to that point of we're unified against the opposition in the White House. And it's like, nah, man, that's not what this is about. It's not what this is about because it's been here before him. It was here during Barack Obama. It's been here post-slavery in terms of the injustices that people of color in this country have suffered. And you know, Ta-Nehisi Coates was on Stephen Colbert.
He's a treasure.
I tweeted today. He's the best moment capturer of this generation in terms of we'll look back at his writings in the Atlantic, and I believe it's just the Atlantic, right? We'll look back at his writings and go, damn, that guy had it. You know, similar to James Baldwin. Anything you go,
you don't
back,
have to wait. You can recognize it right damn now.
But that's the point, though. That's the point, though. He talked about Martin Luther King's disapproval rating at 60% while he was the man that everyone revered. After we look on it with the revisionist history and the bus boycotts and the desegregation of schools, like the entire country, more than half the country was against that. The same thing I think is going on now in terms on a smaller scale and a more progressive scale of the same things are happening now with these players speaking out. And I find it lame that these players have acquiesced and started doing this before the anthem. Now, what it's done is it's appeased the ignorant, which I think the NFL and all these sports entities would be happy with, is appeasing the ignorant while making the people who feel like things are, you know, not equal in this country feel okay about it. Like, see, it's kind of a protest, and then you go to the other side and go, "Hey, we got him to stop doing it during the anthem." So they win on both sides until somebody points it out. Now, the interesting part to me is the people, like, seriously, it hasn't been about the anthem, and it hasn't been about the flag for so many people and so many reasons. It's been about the new vessel to take out your anger and your hate and your ignorance.
On athletes
now.
Baltimore? But it happened in Dallas.
That's what I'm saying.
And it happened in... This is,
Baltimore kneeled before the anthem.
It had nothing to do with the song. It had nothing to do with the flag.
And they booed them.
And they booed.
They booed their home team.
That's it.
They went in on them. And there's nothing more that needs to be said after that. It's never been about the anthem or the flag. It's never been about the anthem on the flag or the protest side, and it's never been about the anthem on the flag for the people who love to wave the flag. I heard last night as ESPN's broadcast team of John Gruden and the Sleepy Guy, they got quiet when the anthem started to play by the Kansas City Symphony. Kansas City Symphony is belting this thing out. They got the microphones attached to the instruments. You can hear it throughout the stadium. You got a dude on camera with a flag outstretched in his arms. You have the actual flag of this country cut in the shape of the United States of America's 50 states, which is super corny and against flag rules. But I digress. As soon as they get to Home of the Brave, the entire stadium screams out Chiefs. Now, come on. You can't, for the first 12 bars of the song, have it be about patriotism and all the things that you are trying to impart upon these ungrateful brown people that wear these helmets and run into people for your entertainment. And then for the last two bars.
Not to imagine the Native American people whose symbol you appropriated to name your team.
No, don't worry. We got a holiday coming up for that. And then for the last bar or two bars. Oh, by the way, Chiefs. Which one is it? Like, this is this. It's getting,
how about all the people in line for beer?
It's getting super silly. And it
always was.
But the problem is the person who's disrespected veterans, the person who's disrespected prisoners of war, the person who's disrespected a Gold Star family whose son died while serving for this country, he has co-opted and appropriated this entire protest to make sure that your eyes aren't on Puerto Rico and aren't on the other things that are going on right now. So good job. Good job to everybody involved.
He's mad at Puerto Rico. You hear that?
But I'm just saying, good job to everybody involved, because the Baltimore crowd showed you exactly. A nice little mirror was put up for everybody to take a look.
The Baltimore crowd showed you what people are actually mad about. It has nothing to do with the national anthem. It has nothing to do with the country. It has nothing to do with the flag. It has to do with who is trying to protest injustice and who is trying to call attention to a system that is inherently set up against them.
And you NFL players and NBA players now who are locking arms and showing unity, listen.
Say what you're unified for or against. That's all I ask.
It's all corny and lame to me.
That's all I ask. What are you standing for? What does it mean? Westridge and Joe on the score. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just something I'm thinking, if you look at... I'm just thinking with the whole Trubisky situation, it feels fundamentally irresponsible from the Bears. At this point, the Bears are 1-3, which means in order to get a playoff spot...
They're not going to the playoffs. Yeah. It's not an issue.
They knew they weren't a playoff team.
Over the next 12. They knew that, that's not happening.
Joe, they knew they weren't a playoff team when the season started.
Right. So then why aren't they taking the long view?
What long view?
If you want to give Trubisky a chance, you want to let him go in, you let him go easy on week 13. Week 13.
What's easier?
Why is that easier?
Because if you look at the schedule, it's Niners, Bengals, Lions, Browns. That's three relatively weak teams in 4 weeks.
By that time, your entire offensive line is dead.
You also have no idea right now how. If you look at the NFL right now, you don't know what teams are good and what teams are not, let alone what they will be at that.
And the Bears are one of those bad teams too. By the way,
and why would you waste any time? Right. Why shouldn't he have been starting game one?
Because if you want to go through the idea of let's develop a player slowly, I don't want to.
Why would you do it slowly? Get on with it.
Because I'm working under the assumption that's what the Bears wanted.
Why are they right?
Week one.
But why?
It feels like John Fox is doing this because John Fox feels like if he doesn't do this, he won't be employed in 2000.
This ain't got nothing to do with John Fox.
John Fox didn't draft him.
This is the number two pick in the draft.
It has nothing to do with John Fox. He's not going to be here next year.
Joe, week 13, inserting him in this arbitrary week that you've picked out let's say that's not the answer, okay? Why don't you understand what they're doing right now for a team that has shown you that they can hang if they play a certain type of football and not turn the ball over with a quarterback who they did not know anything about because he hadn't played for 2 years? Like, what don't you understand about this move this week? They gave you. I wanted him to get the ball snap one. So they told me to wait for 4 weeks, and I heard from all our experts saying it wasn't the time. But what don't you understand about it right now? You've got to understand why they're making the move right now. Do you want them to go to Mark Sanchez?
Honestly, I don't think it'll honestly affect the long term prospects of the team, whether they go for Sanchez or Trubisky. I mean, I think at this point,
how can it not if he's the second overall pick?
So you have Trubisky and Sanchez on the same trajectory or the same importance?
Sorry, did you get that?
Do you have Mark Sanchez and Mitchell Trubisky on the same plane in terms of importance for this franchise?
Of course not.
So
this is the one body.
So what you do is you put the guy in that's most important, and you let him develop. These are the kind of calls when Derrick Rose was being benched in the fourth quarter of his rookie year, and people were like, why the hell aren't we putting the guy in there that we're supposed to be riding with over the next 3 or 4 years? That's this kind of call. There's no reason not to play this guy right now, Joe.
I see what you're saying.
All right. There it is.
Terrific. Thank you. This segment brought to you by UPSjobs.com. UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers throughout Chicagoland, with some locations offering tuition assistance and up to $100 in weekly bonuses. Apply now at UPSjobs.com. It was a busy day at Hallis Hall. Zach Zaidman is going to have the complete rundown on everything that happened and all the fresh sound at 2:40. Matt Miller will give us a look around the league and a look at who is on his scouting radar at 3. And there's plenty more football talk. Adam Kramer and Hub Arkush later on, and all sorts of other fun for you on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
The Bears have named rookie second overall draft pick Mitch Trubisky as the starting Bears QB versus the Vikings.
Playing quarterback, it's the best thing in the world to me, and I just felt like it was what I was meant to do.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Unbelievable come-from-behind win for Kansas City last night in Monday Night Football over the Redskins. And time for the quarterback, formerly known as a game manager, to manage his way to a win. As his teammate Travis Kelce said after the game, Andy Reid has given Alex Smith the keys to the car. And that's working out pretty well. 293 yards and a touchdown in the air, 56 yards and a touchdown on the ground. And you know Chiefs fans will be banging on about how they don't get enough respect. But this time, it's true. They don't. And it's not because they're a very good team. They've had very good teams in the past, but it's because they're a different team. Now they're explosive, they're versatile, and they've got a confidence and a swagger that they're going to find a way to win no matter what. Sure, it's early, but right now it is Kansas City and everybody else, and nobody can debate that. I'm Jim Rome.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type stuff right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. Because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Job on ZipRecruiter. Get a quality candidate through the site within one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to talk to Zach Zabin in about 15 minutes. The first Mitch Day up at Hallis Hall. So we'll get the lowdown on that, the vibe that was in the room. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Very easy way for you to jump in the conversation, 312-644-6767.
There's a lot of text muscles out there today, aren't there?
You know what's up. Come on.
Phone's open.
That's never going to happen. Yeah. I love the guys who text and talk about cowardice, but text like 7-page text messages when they can just get it out
and
in a minute
all
and a half.
Day, like 15 messages per show throughout the day. Same stuff.
Here's the thing. If things are in the news, that's what will be discussed. And I hate doing this. I hate like talking about what I'm going to talk about. It's kind of like if you watch anybody watches Everyday Struggle, the show with Joe Budden on Complex's YouTube channel. He hates the promotion of the promotion. Like he hates people talking about an album coming and then talking about an album coming and it never comes. I hate talking about this over and over again of like, yeah, this is not a jukebox. You know, if you want Hawks preseason breakdown, probably not the right place for you. You know, if you want certain things, that's, you come here to get our opinions on things, and then you call up, and then when you get those opinions, you get upset. That's fine to be upset, but if you want to converse, if you want to actually break it down, because we're getting this, it's getting boring too, by the way, the same old trope of why aren't these athletes protesting black on black crime and all these other things. Like, it's getting weird. You see what's out there. You know, it's okay to move off of a point too. It's okay. If you get this much evidence, like, for instance, I'm not seeing as many Colin Kaepernick isn't good enough tweets as I used to see by experts and fans alike.
When Matt McGloin is getting a tryout.
What are we doing here? Like, yeah. What are we doing? Brandon Whedon is your run pass option quarterback? Like, let's cut it out now. Let's talk about what's really going on. And if putting a mirror in front of sports and society for that sake makes you cringe or makes you feel bad about it, then, you know, maybe you need to ask some other questions. You know, this is from the 815, of course, always chiming in. Mm-hmm. I tune in to listen to sports. Colin Kaepernick is an NFL, well, was an NFL quarterback, and now the Baltimore Ravens still have an NFL team. And this was the lead story in the Baltimore Sun, by the way. Front page.
What happened in Baltimore was the booing of the protest that had nothing to do with the anthem or the flag. It was an unmasking of people angry at black athletes having a say in their world.
Simple.
That's what made them angry. They were booing black athletes wanting to make their world better. That's what they were booing.
Simple.
They were at that point unable to hide behind anything involving their country, the flag, the whole deal. And meanwhile, just a couple of minutes ago, this statement was released by Brian McCarthy from the league's press office, the NFL. It says, joint NFL-NFLPA statement. The NFL and NFLPA met today to discuss the important issue of social activism by NFL players. Roger Goodell, Demoris Smith, Eric Winston, Robert Kraft, John Mara, Art Rooney, and other player leaders engaged in a productive conversation. We are all committed to an ongoing dialogue. So that reads to me like the league is trying to assert control over this, trying to maybe trade off something to co-opt or take over this that makes them more, yeah, makes them less uncomfortable.
Control this.
So I would hope that the players resist losing or signing away their
power.
They
already gave it away when they started kneeling and doing things before the anthem. If you're going to protest, it's going to get hairy. It's going to get nasty. You're going to get a lot of the things that certain people aren't built
for. That's the point of it.
Yeah, simple.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off their home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky addressed the media today for the first time since being named the starter, and he's already focused and looking ahead toward the Vikings.
They got a lot of great players, so we just need to come in, do what we do well, and stay within ourselves and within the offense and take care of the football. So if we do that, I think we'll have a chance, but they're really good on the other side of the ball.
Trubisky will make his NFL regular season debut when the Bears host Minnesota Monday night at Soldier Field. Major League Baseball playoffs tonight begin in the Bronx for the AL wildcard game, Yankees hosting the Twins, and of course Cubs-Nationals NLDS Game 1 coming up Friday in Washington. Jake Arrieta will throw a bullpen session tomorrow. He's already been ruled out for games 1 and 2 of that series. Finally, some changes to the NBA All-Star Game format. No more East versus West. Now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is back, and 670 The Score has your exclusive coverage. Join Josh Liss and other marathon experts Sunday from 7 to 11 as they break down the race and interview special guests throughout the show. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Make it your choice, too. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at local club warehouses or other fine retailers. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
There's an email here from Matt who says, for that previous caller, Mitch Trubisky has started 13 football games since 2012. His developmental pace has been glacially slow. Stop it with these calls. He needs to play. He will be bad sometimes. Who cares? And the always well-spoken Glenn says, the NFL's call for unity in the wake of President Trump's tweets about Colin Kaepernick, and now the president's calls for unity in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting, are using the wrong word. He doesn't want unity. He wants uniformity. Each of these things are just calls for mindlessly superficial shows of agreement in the hope they'll make the very real problems underlying each incident fade from the public's mind. Unity, by its very nature, implies a lack of disagreement. Yeah, that's well said, Glenn. And if you were paying attention today, the playbook is being run right down to its essence, as Mitch McConnell said, now is not the time to talk about gun control legislation. Because, you know when it is time? Never. It's never time. Let's go to Nick and Crystal Lake on the score. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. I think a couple of weeks ago, the protest peaked in the NFL. And when you have players arm in arm with owners and Roger Goodell writing letters to the president, I think, and Dan, you guys still had to ask callers who were complaining about players taking a knee, well, what are they protesting? Do you even know? And the message really never got out to the people it needs to get out to, and now it's slowly dying on the vine. It's kind of like when those owners came out and were arm in arm with them, it's almost like the corporate takeover of this movement. I'm surprised the NFL isn't selling T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the Indianapolis Colts have already started. There's a What We Stand For T-shirt that the Colts wore on Sunday Night Football. So that's already started, Nick. I mentioned over the last week or so, the co-opting of struggle and injustice is a very lucrative business, and the NFL knows where that money is coming from. And they, like I said, they can appease the ignorant and make sure that the people who are protesting kind of feel okay about it. It's a very simple game plan that has been deployed on many protests. This is just now, we're like, the sports realm is getting their version of it, but this is how protest is stamped out.
They try to do it with domestic violence when you've got every roster that's populated with offenders, yet the NFL still holds itself up as a bastion of standing with the movement against domestic violence. I mean, they do it shamelessly. And they will do it with this, and they'll find a way to monetize it.
Yeah, this texter says, you guys get upset when somebody has a difference of opinion. Well, I try to talk as many things out as possible, and I can't really fathom what the difference of opinion would be in terms of social injustice.
Right. How are you not for a more just and fair society?
Like, do you think that it's make-believe? Somebody tweeted that to me today. When I was outside sitting out, we were just talking. Anytime, I engage in Twitter conversation with people sometimes, and somebody tweeted it out to me today that says, well, you know, you just have to understand that there's a difference of opinion. And I'm like, wait a minute. The actual premise that injustice is a belief is very privileged of you. I wish I could think that way. You know, and then of course you get the talking points, the mission statement, the checklist of your victim mentality. I'm not a victim, man, but I definitely do know people who have. And dude, I was at the bracket room last night over there in University Village, and it was a couple of people over there, and there's a couple of police officers that was having the first half dinner, watching the game, shooting the crap, and. This police officer, I won't name him, but this police officer was talking in essence about like people not knowing their rights and not knowing how police can't treat them and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like listening to him talk about it. And for a couple of seconds, I forgot he was a police officer. Like he's like, yeah, man. He's like, well, you know, I don't want to put anybody in cuffs. Like that's ridiculous. You know, why am I putting people in cuffs? You know, people get that whole, you know, it's for my safety and yours. He's like, that couldn't be further from the truth. He goes, I was trained by one of the best in the city. And he says he can tell when he runs into people who have had interactions with people who have been poorly trained. He's like, dude, I'm not. He said, my first job is to protect and serve. And then my second job is to get home safely. And that first job comes first. You know, it's a dangerous gig, and he understands it. And he might not get home, but his job is to protect and serve. And I'm sitting there listening to him, and I'm like, this dude is the police. Like, he's talking as if, like the clear-minded things that everybody has been saying and been stating about everything that's going on right now. Nobody's against the police. Everybody's against bad police. Because bad police get the benefit of the doubt. Bad police get prosecutorial benefit of the doubt. Bad police get a lot of things that people who are in, you know, these urban centers, as people want to call them, don't get. So, yeah, until that is changed, and until people are trained properly to have that kind of authority, and until that authority is executed properly, then you're damn right. You're going to keep hearing it. Simple as that.
Zach Zaidman with all the latest from Hallis Hall. Busy day, and he'll get you updated on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
See participating stores for details.
People, listen up. We're in the fall. It's time to get that schooling you need and get that media career of your dreams. There is a huge demand for media content providers, producers, and creators. And the Illinois Media School in Lombard trains you just for that. Whether it's on TV, radio, video, and audio editing, filmmakers, directors, online digital content creation, or social media, and much more, the Illinois Media School can prepare you for it in just 8 short months. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Job placement available. Call IMS now, 630-916-1700.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Institute is on the floor.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Yes, sir. Immediately, Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Zach, we turn it over to you because I know you've got stuff and there's a lot to do.
We've got a mega montage coming up featuring Mitchell Trubisky and Mike Lennon. But first, it's time to play Crisis or Carnival at Hallis Hall.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember every single practice rep.
So there's John Fox today talking about how many reps that Mitchell Trubisky got with the first team over the first 4 weeks of the season. He went on to say he'd venture to guess very few. Now, keep in mind, he's out there for every single rep on the practice field. Mm-hmm. For the Bears, but could not say that Trubisky really doesn't get any reps with the ones he will get every single one this week. Again, a simple answer, but have to be evasive on that as well. Anyway, Mitchell Trubisky is the new Bears starting quarterback. Mike Lennon is the primary backup. Today was the first practice of the week as the Bears get ready for the Vikings. Here's the montage I put together. Everything that you need to hear that was said by both quarterbacks this afternoon at Hallis Hall.
I feel like I'm ready. Obviously, we got a whole week of preparation to get ready for Monday night. I'm excited and just going to take it day by day and just prepare as hard as I possibly can to for every single look and situation we could get on Monday. So I'm just going to be dependent on my teammates a lot. And my job is to get the ball to the playmakers and just be a distributor and just manage the offense and do the best I can.
I played well enough to win in two, didn't play well enough to win in the other two. Obviously, turnovers were very critical.
My quarterback coach from high school, Coach Janiak, he actually told me one time, pressure is it only appears when you're not prepared for something. So that's kind of how I feel pressure. You only get nervous or feel pressure when you're not prepared for the situation or you don't know what you're doing.
You always put pressure on yourself. I don't think I put too much pressure on myself. I don't think any of the errors were like I was pressing or anything like that. It was just
bad,
you know, lack of execution.
It
was nothing
good.
Like I was forcing the ball and double coverage or anything like that. It was just, you know, had some plays I'd like to have back, and unfortunately, you know, that was the case.
It's kind of a gunslinger mentality. Just be methodical, stay within the offense, be consistent, do my job. And then when things break down, able to make plays and, again, get the ball to my playmakers because I'm not the best athlete on the field. There's other guys that do that. But when things break down, I can make something happen.
You know, I feel like I threw the ball well and the turnovers had nothing to do with the receivers. Those were on me, and that's ultimately what was costly. So, you know, outside of a few plays, you know, we did some good things as an offense, but those turnovers were costly.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Mike throughout this whole process. Really from day one, he's taken me in, accepted me, and made me a part of the quarterback room, him and Mark both. And I've learned so much from him and just continually how he carries himself even throughout this situation as a professional and as a person. It just really says a lot about him and his character and what he means to this football team. And I wouldn't be where I'm at in my development without Mike or Mark. So I owe a lot to that quarterback room, and hopefully this just brings us even tighter because that's what we wanted to do.
Obviously not what I wanted, not what I had to hope for, not what I envisioned. But, I mean, you look around, you know, the country, the world, and you see what's going on, and that kind of brings perspective back into things. And I think I always try to like to have perspective on just the grand scheme of life, even in disappointing times.
So Mitchell Trubisky and Mike Lennon earlier today both met with the media, and it is interesting listening to the dichotomy between the two quarterbacks now that this change has been made.
What's interesting to you about it?
I just think the confidence that you hear from Mitchell Trubisky, at this point. And just in talking to some guys in the locker room, I think they realize that there's going to be an opportunity because of Trubisky's athleticism, his mobility, the ability to extend plays, that maybe there'll be an opportunity to balance things out from an offensive standpoint a little bit more than what you've seen over the first four games. Now, John Fox was honest about it because he did say that, you know, it could be smooth. It could be rough. You don't know. There are going to be some mistakes that are made. But I think the Bears are betting on the fact that if mistakes are made by the rookie quarterback, that Trubisky will still be able to have the capability of some big plays in him that were clearly non-existent over the first 4 weeks in terms of the passing
game. But here's what Fox, when Fox says, and Glennon sort of spilled the beans here, that when Fox told him that he wasn't going to be the quarterback anymore, it's because he can't turn the ball over. Here's the thing. Mitch Trubisky can and will. That's simply not true. That for Fox to say, well, you turn the ball over, he did turn the ball over too much, but it's not a level playing field when it comes to Trubisky. He must be allowed to make mistakes, and some of those mistakes are going to be turnovers, and some of them are going to be what was he seeing, what was he thinking kinds of turnovers. But it's all about calibrating his targeting system. He can't do it on the NFL level unless he knows what throws he can't make. And that's why, Zach, what I'm curious to see is if the Vikings decide to bring pressure on the edges, bring pressure up the middle, or simply populate the field with tighter zones and force him to make decisions and throws in small windows.
I think his pre-snap decision-making will definitely be tested by the Vikings, and definitely those tight windows will be tested in terms of the throws. And that is why, for all the people that are super excited about this move that's been made, you know, you wonder how much more Trubisky could have benefited over the course of, and the plan obviously initially was not to have him playing this early. They didn't sign Mike Glennon with the intention of just discarding him after four games. That's what you use the look squad for. And Aaron Rodgers talked about this last week, and it's true. I mean, Trubisky's talked about it as well, that you can make those mistakes. You can experiment a little bit on the practice field when you're running the scout team and find out when you're playing the number one defense. And Vic Fangio is a pretty good coordinator, so you're getting a lot of different looks, and you can find out what you can get away with in terms of the throws in those tight windows. But everything's been rushed because Glennon was so bad. And at this point, I mean, why play Mark Sanchez when you just drafted this guy, number two overall? And I think there's some members of the coaching staff and some members of the organization that were ready to play Trubisky even earlier.
Yep.
But you had the issue of that short week between the Pittsburgh victory and the Green Bay game. So this was the first natural point in the season where if you're going to make a switch, you do it, and that's exactly what the Bears have done.
Zach, what would you do? Would you give him the entire meal, or would you spoon-feed him pieces of the playbook? I'm the guy. To hell with it. You find out what his baseline is, and you can peer it back from there. But what do you think they will do, and what would you do?
I'd be conservative. I think that's the best way to go about winning. I think that I like the
is
game.
Is that the best way to go about development, or is that the best way to go about winning?
Both. I think both. I think just because of his sheer athleticism, there are going to be points during the game where things go off script, and that's going to be the fun. I mean, isn't that the reason that most people want to see him out there, is the plays that break down, let's see what he can do in those situations.
Yeah, but you don't draw plays, you know, thinking that they'll break down. I'm just saying, do you think that they would, that giving him the entire playbook early on would be best to find out where he is at and then pair it back?
No, I would go small, then big. So allow him an opportunity to have some success out there. The things that he can do well, allow him to do those things well. And it all starts with, I don't have a problem with the way they were running the offense in terms of the philosophy. Run first. You have two really good running backs. You've got your offensive line back. They're healthy. And you know that they're very good run blockers, especially up the middle with Sitt and Whitehair and Long. Use that to your advantage. And then I think play action off of that. That's what's been missing, is the ability to make teams pay for overcompensating to try and stop the run. Well, with a guy who's accurate and a guy who has a good arm, as Trubisky does, I think that's where you'll see the biggest difference. And roll him out of the pocket, cut the field in half to make his decisions much easier. And that's what you do with a quarterback who's got the kind of traits that Trubisky has. And I think just based on the way Dow Loggins drew things up for Brian Hoyer last year and Matt Barkley, at least initially, before the league kind of caught up to what they were trying to do, I think that's what you're going to see with Mitchell Trubisky.
All right, let's empty the notebook.
Do you know that 97 years ago today, all of this started?
Oh, in a car dealership, right?
No. It was after that meeting. They had the meeting in Decatur back on September 17th of 1920. The Bears joined what would be the league that's now known as the NFL. But game number one was today.
Okay, my bad.
Bears won 20-0. Can you guess the opponent that they beat?
The Rochester...
Jeffersons? No.
No.
Okay, it was the Dubuque... Undertakers.
Dubuque.
I don't know.
Or
the Springfield Meat Wranglers.
The Green Bay No Blacks.
The Green Bay was not in the league at that point. The Packers joined the league in 1921. I've got all this history here. But the opponent was known as the Moline Universal Tractors.
The Moline Universal Tractors.
The yes. Mutt Team.
And they lost 20-0.
To the Decatur Staleys, who eventually would become the Chicago Bears.
Well, it's a day to celebrate, Zach. Yeah,
the Bears' all-time record, 762, 589, and 42, and that includes the postseason.
There it is. Zach, as always, thank you.
See you guys.
That segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Matt Miller.
He'll join us at the top of the hour. He talked to Mitchell Trubisky on his Stick to Football podcast a little while ago, and he scouted him, and we talked to him during the draft process. So we'll talk to him about Mitchell. We'll talk to him about some college football, some NFL football, and then I'll break your bull's heart at around 3:30.
Oh, God. You think you'll be able to go with this?
Oh, no. We got Adam Kramer at 3:40.
So you can still break our heart. I can't believe this. If you're just joining us, Jason's sitting on a bull's scoop here.
Well, because, you know, things are happening and people are going over people's heads. And
I can't believe this was allowed to happen.
Yeah, only the Bulls.
Only the Bulls.
Well, Tanny knows, Shep knows, and you know. So
can I
if anybody's, you know, unnamed sources gets a Twitter scoop here in the next hour or so, if I see something out there, I'm going to blame it on Nicky the Kid over here because he went over the top on his hat and he's ready to go on his Cubs fandom. He doesn't care about anybody else's fan base. He's ready. He's thinking about Friday night, game one.
Who's
NLDS.
Mitch Trubisky?
Don't do that. Don't do that, Nick. Don't do that. Mitchell is the future. You've already got your World Series in the tuck. You're good. You don't need anything else. Bears fans need a Super Bowl. They need a Messiah.
Spiegel? I need a second one.
Well, Bernstein, why would you send that dart my way? That's Bernstein that did that to you yesterday.
That's never the same. You don't want it. It sucks.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what the hell just happened?
Yeah,
here?
Sox fans are fine. You know, they got their World Series.
No, we're not.
No,
it's like that never happened.
Well, that was 12 years ago.
It feels like
and most national media
it.
Ignores it.
Nobody watched it.
And you notice that it's routinely forgotten or ignored in stories about Chicago and the World Series as if it never happened.
When Juan Uribe is getting that ball, I'm in Hyde Park
thank you.
On the third floor telling somebody, hey, hold on, the Sox are about to win the World Series. I'll let you finish up a little bit later. True story. All right, we'll talk to Matt Miller at the top of the hour here on 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
It's Cubs, it's Nationals in the NLDS. Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 till 9. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every single game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game right here.
Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
See
weekdays. Your weekly horoscope. Libra, this week will show you some adventure in your romantic life. Scorpio, it may be the week for the secrets you've been hiding to see the light of day. Sagittarius, if you're looking for love, expect something big to happen this week. Capricorn, you find yourself in competition with someone you usually need to partner with. Aquarius, if you've been looking for a change in your life, it's a good week to make a big one. And Pisces, it's easy to get buried in your weekly chores, but try to make some time to get some fresh air. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL series premiere Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score.